The play is inspired by the music of Dusty Brown, and we're friends with Dusty and listening to his music. And I was listening to a show one night, and I was like, "Oh my gosh! I mean, I could be his brother because of the things, some of the themes he sings about, and some of the stuff that has happened to me in my sort of childhood and growing up." I was like, "Wow, we could be brothers!" And joking about that, and said, "I'm gonna write a play about that." And so I got together with Johnny, and we were like, "Let's write something for me and Dusty." And as we started to write it and listen to his music more, stuff was coming out about alcoholism and abandonment and, being the children of divorce and multiple marriages and bringing your family together again and then tearing it apart and that kind of stuff as kids. And then how does that affect siblings? And so all of that starts to play itself out through stuff that hasn't really necessarily happened in my life or in Dusty's life, but it's sort of based on, well, if you took these and if we did have the same mom and we did have different dads, what would that look like, and what would we start to do, and how would we react to each other now, and then the fun sort of begins from there. So,
hey, the two of you worked together on the film Chalk. Is that correct?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and what I've read about that film, I haven't seen it, I apologize, but what I've read about that film is that it was improvisation, that you kind of worked on things and there were hundreds of hours that you then put together. That's quite different than writing a play.
Yes.
I mean, now you have to be much more disciplined or not, that's not the right word, concentrated?
Yeah.
And firm on what you're going to have, I guess.
And selective, and also that when we were improvising in front of the camera, we were just sort of throwing things out there, and then the editor or the director is like, no, and all that, and having to fix all that.
Yeah, and right now it feels like we have hundreds of hours of footage that we're trying to cut. So it is kind of related to that, actually. Yeah. And it's hard. I've decided it's really hard to write a play.
It sounds like it. Well, let's hear what's inspired this. There's some music, right?
Oh.
Is there any setup that we should...
We're learning this together, and so I guess the setup is almost a disclaimer that part of this is that, you know, we're learning it together and that we're writing it together, and so it hopefully has a little bit of a clunky charm.
Clunky charm, that's what we were going for.
It's a cereal.
Clunky charm.
Okay. All right.
That was the clunky part there. Yeah. Here comes the charm.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I can see the city lights in the rear view mirror. Are we gonna keep on driving till the city disappears? You sleep at the rest stops, so we can drive at night. I know that you can't see that well, so I'll turn out the light. Texas seems like it's a million miles away. I close my eyes and I think I hear you say, oh Lord, there's a place between my heart and my will, a tiny gap in the road I keep on hoping you will fill. Car dies outside of Kansas, right on the Missouri line. And you say, son, let's pray. There's a gas station nearby. And we get out and lock the car. I hope we won't have to walk that far. Texas seems like it's a million miles away. And I close my eyes and I think I hear you say, oh Lord, hear us now as we bow our heads, and won't you raise this old Ford Mustang from the dead. Setting sun is breaking through the seal. back seat and you, you're at the wheel. And you say we'll be there before morning. And son, this is your father's home, you say. And we're finally pulling over and off of the highway. And I still got these old dreams in my head of a home-cooked meal and a fresh-made bed. But now I can see the city lights from here. Say, son, let's count our blessings. Time is getting near. And you say, come, Lord Jesus, be our guest and let these gifts first be blessed.